This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and there's more at all book-books.com, which gets you to my Substack, Musings from Between the Lines, the most recent poems and essays. This week's episode was prompted by reading the news about the attempts to bring peace to Ukraine and or strike a minerals deal, which is really what's going on behind the scenes there. But it's not going on. At first I saw an article saying that Trump saying there would be a minerals deal within a days or a week. And then the next day, Secretary of State Rubio saying, if we don't do it within days, then Here's his quote. If it is not possible to end the war in Ukraine, we need to move on. So that prompted remembering the Donald's campaign trail promise, which he repeated over and over again, that here it is. Town hall in May 2023. Trump said, "They're dying, Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying, and I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. Immediately, a Russian guy said, the Ukrainian crisis cannot be solved in one day. But anyway, that's an example of the enormous amount of boasting and BS that is typical of the orange guy. But here's the thing, hence the title of this episode, Innocuous News and Normalization. The mainstream media and the corporate news proves, in my opinion, proves their complicity in all this by simply reporting as if it's news. Oh, they're going to do this. No, they're not going to do this. They just report it as if it's news in a kind of numb. That's why the word innocuous and normalization came to mind, those words. That's the tone of the news. But it belies the truth. Because as I just mentioned, if they were not complicit, they would drag out the quote of Trump saying that he would stop it in 24 hours. And they would, you know, smear that in his face. Like, hey, dude, what happened? But they don't. They don't, and they never will, because they're in on the deals. And this is part of the normalization of the news, where it was just, well, that's what's going on, that's the way the news is. And that's what I rail against, is that normalization, which is, it's like Muzak. It's like background noise, where you just, you know, the people are shopping, and there's music in the background, and like that old, Charlie Brown, you know, when the teacher, Charlie Brown cartoon, where the teacher would talk, and it was like, wah, 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 you know, you could kind of understand it. That's what the Muzak is. It's like the Muzak is saying, whoops, ongoing war. And, more dead and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they're working on it. So it's the background noise when it could be the foreground noise. Then it's the same kind of normalization with Gaza. Same kind of normalization in Gaza. 50,000 people killed in the past, year and a half or so. And 100,000 injured. Last time I checked, it was maybe 75% women and children, which, you know, textbook genocide, the killing of the genes of the future. And then, you know, the same thing goes on in the U.S., overlooking, for example, the federal government is proceeding before the Supreme Court has made a decision of whether to protect the Apache sacred lands at Oak Flat. the federal whatevers are just going ahead trying to get foreign companies to mine, like I've written about before. What they're trying to do is like a plan to knock down St. Patrick's Cathedral and put up a McDonald's. They're trying to destroy the sacred Apache lands called Oak Flat, the Apache stronghold. You can look that up, because of mining. And that gets, you know, innocuous and normalized too, because it's background noise, it's Muzak. You're not going to hear much about it in the good old US of A, because it's not, it's ugly. And it's all ugly, and that is the mask and the patina that gets put on the news. So that's what, even though I've railed against it so many times, I stopped railing against it, but it just ever rears its ugly head, and I feel obligated at this time to call it out, and not just to vent, but I think it's also, because it's easy to vent about it, but also the first step is in the venting is the awareness of it, is calling out something, having to name the thing is part of the process. And then after the awareness comes the answer of, you know, create peace. And as Matthias Desmet puts forth, sincere speech in your little world, be peaceful and sincere speaker in your little world and do what you can do. And then the voice says, you know, that's great, and it has a ripple effect, and you can't measure it, but, you know, looking at the news and in the big picture, that's not enough. So then what do you do? So then I go to, another choice that doesn't seem to do much, but again, there's the ripple effect, so I got to do it, is one of my mantras from John Trudell is starve the beast, or starve the machine, I would add. So, you know, that's why I try to avoid all kinds of stuff and not give it attention. If nobody, there is waning attention in the mainstream corporate media, so that's a positive sign. But if, you know, if nobody literally followed and was brainwashed by and was lulled into sleep by the kind of walking, you know, the walking, sleepwalking because of that Muzak message, then it would defang it. It wouldn't work. So that's, in that sense, I feel obligated to keep chipping away at it. And I don't know that anyone has an answer in the big picture. People have their various answers, from starve the beast to the opposite of protests. The more people that could be in the streets protesting. So, you know, I don't claim that there's one answer. I just pick mine, and maybe they all will take an answer, and maybe it's just a matter of time. But one has to do what one has to do to spice it up and to battle against the innocuous news and normalization and the Muzak message. So thanks for listening to this, because even if you're just listening to this, it shows, at some degree, you have opened the door to looking at things from a different perspective. Whether you agree or not, at least you are hearing it, and not just to being Muzak'd. You are open to, another angle, which we need more angles, we need more perspectives. That's another thing that the mainstream corporate, you know, news does, is to cookie-cutter the news. You'll see some of the same procedures and same lines that go across the globe and coming out of the mouths of, you know, multiple different so-called journalists is the same message. So where's that coming from? And as always, then we must add the indigenous original people's perspective of Earth, and listening to the Earth, listening to the natural world speak, because that is the ultimate unifier amidst all the differences. All right, thanks for listening. Be well.